It is Friday, June 28th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Support for KUAF comes from the Fayetteville Underground, promoting the visual arts in Northwest Arkansas, supporting artists working to the highest standards, and contributing to the advancement of Fayetteville as a destination city for the arts. Information regarding art shows, concerts, and more available at FayettevilleUnderground.com.
On this edition of Ozarks, a preview of the Angels and Tomboys in an exhibit opening at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art this weekend. It's the final time the exhibit will be seen before the art is returned to owners.
Plus, O.C. Fisher and her band inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio in advance of their free concert at the Fayetteville Public Library Sunday.
But first, former Arkansas Treasurer Martha Shoffner will stand trial next month on charges of extortion and bribery. Yesterday, she entered a not guilty plea in federal court. Prosecutors say she accepted $36,000 cash to steer state investment business to one broker. As she left the courthouse in Little Rock, Shoffner told reporters,
"We're just moving forward. I appreciate it, but we're just moving forward. Thank you.
Are you
Thank
looking
you.
Forward to the jury trial and being able to tell your side of the story?"
Yes, yes.
Why did you decide to plead not guilty?
There are just certain issues that were brought up that I couldn't plead to on the first
hearing. What type of issues
were
you talking about?
Right.
Shoffner's trial is scheduled to begin July 29th. If convicted of the 14 counts, she could face up to 20 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000. The FBI says it caught Shoffner on tape accepting the final payment of $6,000 at her home in Newport. She resigned a few days after the arrest.
Some Arkansas lawmakers are questioning whether the state will be able to afford its private option Medicaid expansion plan when it has to pick up 10% of the cost 3 years from now. Lawmakers discussed the expansion of health insurance coverage for more than 200,000 low-income Arkansans at a joint meeting of the Public Health, Welfare, and Labor Committees yesterday. The state is asking to use federal Medicaid dollars for private insurance. Republican Representative Kim Hammer of Benton says he wonders whether the state will be able to afford the plan once it has to pay for part of it.
What other options are there than those that we're going to have to come back as legislators and say, okay, we got to increase the funding because the costs have gone up, or are there any other options?
Director of the Department of Human Services, John Selig, says the state should be able to afford the plan because expanded coverage also contains cost-saving reforms.
We also expect considerable additional general revenue to be generated without any tax increase, because there'll just be all this additional health care activity that turns over in the economy. We also will have less uncompensated care, so there are some offsetting costs.
After 3 years, lawmakers say they'll take another look at the program, whether or not cost-saving predictions hold.
The University of Arkansas Fort Smith has received a sizable contribution aimed at curbing the nursing shortage in the Fort Smith region. The university announced yesterday the Pendergraft family, longtime philanthropists and supporters of the university, have contributed $1 million to the college's nursing program. Half of that gift will fund two professorships of nursing, which UAFS Chancellor Paul Barron says will allow the college to seek out the best teachers possible to instruct future nurses at the college. Chancellor Barron says the other $500,000 will go toward creating a simulation lab space to accommodate the college's growing nursing program.
Actually, we're going to update and equip some space that we've kind of made a makeshift environment for the overflow of Bachelor of Science of Nursing students. And we'll be able to turn that into a first-rate, first-class, hands-on teaching lab with high-tech equipment for the students.
According to the university, more than 700 students are in the pipeline for the degree program. The chancellor says the college's bachelor's program in nursing has steadily grown in size.
In fact, we've just recently gone to the University of Arkansas board and asked to end our two-year RN program, our associate degree nursing program, and move entirely into Bachelor of Science of Nursing as far as registered nurses go.
The two professorships to be funded by the $1 million gift will be named in honor of Jim Hanna and Doug Smith, former business partners of Neil Pendergraft, and Chancellor Barron says both were businessmen who recognized the importance of the college in the Fort Smith community.
One day after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, an Arkansas group is already organizing an effort to repeal an Arkansas law that prohibits same-sex marriage in the state. The group Arkansans for Equality yesterday submitted a proposed ballot initiative to the Office of Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel. The initiative would repeal Amendment 83 to the state constitution, which strictly defines marriage as recognized by the state as between one man and one woman, including marriages performed in other states. But for the measure to appear on the 2014 ballot, the language of the proposed initiative must be approved by the state attorney general's office, and the group would have to gather just more than 78,000 signatures of registered Arkansas voters by July 7th of next year.
History at Arvest Ballpark last night. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals gained their third no-hitter in franchise history against the Midland Rockhounds. Brooks Pounders went the distance, giving up just one hit batter, striking out six. He threw 98 pitches last night. 70 of those were thrown for strikes. He's the first Naturals pitcher to throw a complete game no-hitter in franchise history. Final score last night, 11-0.
In other baseball news, Baum Stadium has been ranked one of the top college baseball parks in the country. In its 2013 college baseball ballpark rankings, Stadium Journey ranked Baum Stadium third in the nation behind Duty Noble Field at Mississippi State and Carolina Stadium at South Carolina. With a capacity of nearly 11,000, Baum is the fourth largest college ballpark in the nation and the second largest in the SEC. Stadium Journey also noted that Baum regularly leads the nation in attendance, ranking second nationally during the 2012 season.
Mostly clear tonight. Lows will be in the lower 60s in northwest Arkansas, mid to upper 60s in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, sunny but cooler. Highs in the lower 80s in northwest Arkansas, around 88 for much of the Arkansas River Valley. Winds up to 25 miles per hour by tomorrow afternoon. And for Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows from 59 to 64.